All right. Well, it's good to be here with you. Good to be able to pray with you. I'm sitting back here and I'm thinking about what today is. It's the Feast of St. Andrew. We're going to talk a little bit about him coming up. I want to call upon his intercession. But you know what else today is? Today, actually, I think it was, maybe it was yesterday that it actually happened. Or was it the 30th? Very close. Today, I'll give Pope John Paul the credit for it. I think it was November 30th, 1980. That he released an encyclical called Dives in Misericordia, God who is rich in mercy. And it really is one of my favorite encyclicals by Pope John Paul II. It's a modern examination of the role of mercy, both God's mercy and also the need for human mercy. And he introduces the biblical parable of the prodigal, the son, as kind of a central theme. But, it's strange because when he wrote this document, right, and John Paul II, when he was shot in 1981, he asked for two things to be read to him. He was convalescing in the hospital there in the Policlinico Gemelli in Rome, and he asked for the Third Secret of Fatima, which he would release, years later in the year 2000, but he also asked for the Diary of St. Faustina. And just to give you a little background, St. Faustina, Sister Faustina Kowalska, the secretary, Jesus said, of the Divine Mercy, the Apostle of Divine Mercy, Jesus called her. She doesn't even appear in that encyclical on Divine Mercy written by the Pope. Yet John Paul would beatify her, and he would go on to canonize her. He would put on the church calendar the great feast of Divine Mercy. He would die on the vigil of the Feast of Mercy. I find that fascinating. I really do. John Paul II was the one who overturned the ban on Divine Mercy. Divine Mercy was banned for a period of time. I don't know if you know that. It was Paul VI who lifted the ban just 2 years before John Paul II wrote this great encyclical. And so the diary, in some respects, was just a work in progress. Can you imagine that? It's amazing where we've come in such a short period of time. It really is amazing. God wants this devotion. He wants this devotion, and he's used men like John Paul II, Father Seraphim Mikolenko, so many others, St. Faustina, Blessed Sopochko. They're all key figures in getting the message of Divine Mercy out. Well, 1980, of course, he releases the encyclical. 81, he gets shot. He's recovering. His secretary reads him passages from the diary of St. Faustina, and John Paul II would write the encyclical, and he says this. When he was at the Shrine of Divine Mercy in 1997, he says, "The message of Divine Mercy has always been near and dear to me. It is as though history had described it in the tragic experience of the Second War. In those difficult years, it was a particular support and an inexhaustible source of hope, not only for the people of Krakow, but for the entire nation. This was also my personal experience, and I took it with me to the Sea of Peter," and he really believed that God had personally called him to go ahead and to spread the message of Divine Mercy. So he writes this incredible encyclical, and in it he talks about how critical it is for the world, especially at this particular time. So I'm glad to play my small role with you, to be able to sit here, to be able to pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet with you every day, because I think it's critical not only in our personal lives, but I think for the world at large. He said in one of his documents, he said, "How greatly today the world needs the mercy of God." It's true, isn't it? You take a look at the wars, you take a look at the bizarre stuff we're talking about. He says, "In every continent, from the depth of human suffering, a cry for mercy seems to rise up. Where hatred and thirst for revenge dominate, where war brings suffering and death to the innocent, there the grace of mercy is needed in order to settle human minds and hearts and bring peace." He says, "Wherever respect for life and human dignity is lacking, there's need of God's merciful love, in whose light we see the inexpressible value of every human being." He says, "Mercy is needed in order to ensure that every injustice in the world will come to an end in the splendor of truth. In the mercy of God, the world will find peace and mankind will find happiness." The Lord told St. Faustina, and she records this in her diary, the world will have no peace until it turns with trust to my mercy. So today, I want to call upon the intercession of the great St. John Paul II, who issued this powerful encyclical on this day in 1980. We all are playing our part. You're playing your part too. And as we pray, we change things. We change them in the lives of those we're praying for. We change them in the world at large. And I know God hears these prayers in a very special and in a very powerful way. So feel free to join me anytime. If you're new to the devotion, you can simply call 888-914-9149 and we'll get your, hopefully get your intention on the air. Maggie, anything you want to start off with before we pray?
Yeah, Drew, actually, I want to lift up an email that Jennifer Lee forwarded to me from a listener that we have out in Fresno, California. She says, Drew, I hope you're having a nice evening. I listen to you all the time. I hear that you read all of your emails. I wanted to ask if you could please pray for me. I've been trying to close my mother's trust account. Whatever amount the five kids end up with, we could all sure use it during these times. My issue is the two people who are working on the trust account. One is her lawyer and the other is her bookkeeper. They're both so slow, they just keep dragging it out and billing us hours. Wow. She says it's been 10 months now. I don't want issues with the IRS or the state. We're over $7,000 in fees with the lawyer alone, and there's been no progress. She says, we don't want to be taken advantage of by anyone. Please, I ask that this gets resolved soon and properly so that we can move on.
That's a tough situation.
It is a tough situation. I was like, whoa.
Especially when it comes to these estates. Oh, I understand the concerns over what the paperwork involved in the settlement of those things is overwhelming. Sure. And I can't tell you how many people's relationships have broken down between siblings and other family members over this. So we'll certainly ask that God rectify, remedy, and complete this for you. That's for sure. You know, we have a great contributor to the program here. His name's Phil Flynn. You might see him on Fox Business. Great energy expert. I got a text, an email from him earlier today, and he asked us to pray for the soul of Christos Karnezis. I hope I said the name right. The person was called home very suddenly. And again, I think about these. I think we don't know the day or the hour, do we, where God is going to call us home. We just don't know. You know, you hear these horror stories all the time of how people die suddenly or in tragedy or an accident. So I want to pray for those who are dying in this very moment again. And this is a prayer for them, as we talked about yesterday. So let's pray. I'll share some answered prayers maybe tomorrow, and I'll share some more of your petitions on the air. But we'll begin as we do every day in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O font of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus, is a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus, as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and was born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen. All right, let's go to Joe. He's been waiting to join us from Passaic, New Jersey. Joe, good afternoon.
Did you just listen to your newscast about the prisoner in Russia?
I heard that feed. Yeah, I heard that.
Okay, that's what I'm calling for. It's not him. It's somebody else that's in the same facility. He was set up, not enough money to buy his way out. He's been there for 7 years. They've been treating him horribly. They let him call, which is amazing. he thinks he's going to die in there unless something really, really big happens. So I'm praying for a really big miracle. So, at least get this guy home so he can die in the house.
Joe, is this a friend of yours?
Yeah, a friend of a friend.
A friend of a friend in Russia, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's pray for him.
Praying for him for years.
Yeah, well, let's pray. I'm glad you got through, Joe. Thank you for sharing that. We'll pray for all those who are unjustly incarcerated, and we have that in our own country too. A lot of innocent people behind bars, as well as abroad. And I think about that powerful story of the apostles when they were arrested. All things are possible with God, right? Remember the chains fell from their ankles, and the gates of the prison opened, and they were set free. And they had great conversion of the guard, and took him back to his home. God can work miracles. He can find ways out of situations that have no way. And I had a friend that I spoke to just the other day who's in prison. He got arrested, and he said to me, because he had been out, he says, God has a way of working things out. If he did not go back, I mean, everything he had dealt with is totally going to be expunged simply because he went back. There was a certain appeal that went through. And he'd been praying for years for this because he really felt he was unjustly arrested. And his prayers were answered. So God can, sometimes it takes a long time. And this guy did time. But, you know, God can work miracles. So, Lord, I pray for freedom for those unjustly imprisoned, those unjustly accused. Lord, I pray for those right now who need to find ways out of situations that have no way out. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Hey, I don't know if you remember last week I asked you to pray for me. I had a special little intention. I said, it's not huge, but something I'd really like to see answered promptly. It was answered incredibly promptly, and thanks be to God in the kind of the way I want to see it happen. And I forgot to tell you about it because I was going to tell you about it last Friday, but thank you for your prayers. God heard another one. I'm so grateful. Sherry in Lowell, Indiana, thanks for calling. Good afternoon.
Thank you, Drew. God bless you for taking my call.
Thank you.
So I have a friend whose daughter is having her first baby. She's 7 months pregnant, found out that the baby may have osteogenesis imperfecta and some other issues. She's 7 months pregnant now. They are telling her to abort the baby. She is in such a quandary. She does not want to. Her mother doesn't want her to, but she feels that they're kind of pressuring her to do it. They said what they would do was they would give the baby an injection to stop its heart and then put her into labor. And she's just beside herself, and I just want prayers for her so that she makes the right decision. I've tried to talk to her mother and say that, you know, Jesus is the one that makes that decision. So just asking for prayers for them.
Well, let's lift them up right now. Sherry, thank you for calling. I want to pray for you, too, and for your needs. And I just think of the promise that St. Faustina made. You know, I often talk about how she suffered what it was like to go through an abortion. And she had special care for women in crisis and in trial. She said, look, in her diary, it's diary entry 281, where she says, look, I feel certain my mission will not come to an end upon my death, but it's only going to begin. She says, I'm going to draw aside the veil of heaven to convince you of God's goodness so that you won't wound the Lord with your distrust. And I really believe that, you know, this is a special cause that Faustina intercedes for. I really believe the chapel is so powerful in saving lives. The Lord told her, he says on one occasion, he says, my daughter, you know, your trust and your love, it restrains my justice. How great is the power of a soul that is filled with confidence, that's filled with trust. Lord, I trust in you, and I know you hear these prayers. I know you bring good out of every situation. I just pray right now for Sherry's friend's daughter, for Jessica, who's pregnant, who wants to terminate the baby. I know she doesn't want to, but the doctors do. So I just pray for any woman in a crisis pregnancy right now. And you know, Sherry, let her know. I know two different people who would love to adopt that child. If she chooses to have that baby, I know two really wonderful people that would be more than willing. In fact, I just had lunch with this one guy over the weekend, and they just can't have kids. So you let her know, okay? So let's pray now. Lord, I pray for this situation. I put it in your merciful hands, and together with your children, we pray, Eternal Father. We offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right. Now, before we go to Sarah, who's in Westchester, Pennsylvania, let me open Maggie's mic. And Maggie, I know a lot of people are sending us their intentions on Twitter, and I encourage you to do that. If you can get through on the phone lines, the Twitter handle's at Drew Mariani Show. At Drew Mariani Show. Please also follow me on social media at Drew Mariani. It's always good to stay in touch with you. But send me your answered prayers too. I say this all the time. Just email me, drew@relevantradio.com, mark it answered prayer, and tell me how God is responding to the power of this prayer. Maggie, what should we pray for today?
Drew, Margaret wrote to us. She said, Drew, please pray for family unity. My family is so broken and it hurts so badly. Thank you. Matt had written to us a couple of weeks ago asking for prayers for Father Bill John of Wake Forest, North Carolina. He says, I have an update. Father Bill John remains in the intensive care unit at Duke University Medical Center. He's receiving excellent care, but his overall recovery is very challenging and unpredictable. He says, we're optimistic, but he still is remaining on life support,
wow.
And there's a number of near-term challenges. He says, please continue to pray for Father Bill. Therese is praying in appreciation of the Divine Mercy Chaplet. She says, please pray for healing for my dearest friend suffering deeply with clinical depression. His suffering is great. God bless you all for your faithfulness in praying this beautiful
Amen.
Prayer. And Gracie says, I'm asking you to please pray for my Gigi. She's going through a really rough time. I'm heartbroken for her. Also, please pray that my granddaughters and I are restored to perfect health. Thank you, and I know that you will see this today and pray. God bless you.
Amen to that. I also want to pray for Deacon Bob Ellis, who was a great champion of the message of Fatima, worked for the World Apostolate of Fatima. And I know that our colleague Jennifer has been keeping us up to speed on his condition as well, and he's in a battle for his life right now, a health condition. So, Deacon, we're praying for you. And I know that Our Lady has a special place for you in her heart. Sarah is listening to us in Westchester, Pennsylvania. I know that area very well. Sarah, thanks for calling.
Yes, Drew. Thank you for taking my prayer request today. I really believe in the power of the chaplet,
Amen.
And I'm asking for prayers for my sister, Claire. She has biopsy surgery tomorrow. She's a breast cancer survivor, and they think the cancer is back. And I'm asking for prayers that nothing is found
Amen.
Tomorrow and that she's free of cancer.
Well, I'm going to look forward to your email saying that the doctors found nothing. All right, let's pray for it right now, Sarah. We're going to give you your sister, Claire. Lord, I give you all who are facing surgery, all those who are recovering from surgery. I got a friend who just had a heart procedure. I'm going to lift up Doug. I'm going to pray for, those in the fight of their life with cancer, Lord. I bring you this this intention in particular, and I just ask that your mercy envelop it. I pray for those waiting test results, their biopsies, their scans, their blood work, and I just ask for good results. We pray, Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, Molly's praying in St. Louis, Missouri. Good to have Missouri on board with us. Hey, Molly.
Oh, hello, Drew. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I'm praying for my son's very good friend. Her name is Katya, and she's been married less than a year, and she is dying of cancer.
Oh, wow.
And I'm just praying for a miracle for her. We're all praying. Wow. She's newly married and just started her career, and it's a very tough time for her and her family.
Well, what a tragedy, huh? Married a year and you're dying of cancer. How difficult for the spouse as well. Molly, thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling in. Look.
Oh, thank you, Drew.
Let's pray right now. Let's pray with confidence. Let's pray with trust. I mean, we hear these death sentences, and you look at the scans, and you look at the, you know, everything the doctor's got to say. I mean, science is clear. It does not look good. But, you know, God hears prayers. And I cannot express that strongly enough to those who are facing impossible situations. It's hard to trust in God. It's hard to think that there's a way out of your situation, and that there's a miracle for that health problem that you're facing, and that the Lord would somehow grant you an answer to your prayer. But he told Faustina, he says, your great trust in me forces me to continuously give you grace. And that's what the Lord does. When you trust him, he wants to pour his graces upon you. He says, when you trust, right? He says, you have great and incomprehensible rights over my heart. Think about that. Isn't that a beautiful thing to say? When you trust, you have great and incomprehensible rights over my heart. For you are a soul with great trust. And that's the key. I'm telling you, this is the key to my spiritual life. I mean, scripture talks about faith the size of a mustard seed. Faith and trust, man, they go hand in hand, and they move the heart of God. And that's when miracles take place. Scripture's rife with those stories of souls that trust it, right? So let's trust right now. We'll pray for an end to this cancer battle so many are having, for the financial hardships you're dealing with, for those broken relationships, for the trial that's pending, for the legal lawsuits that are in front of you, from all those other issues that you have. Lord, I just give you these impossible situations. And again, I ask you today for the grace that we may trust in you, and that we may not give into anxiety, fear, into concern, but rather we may have faith and trust and see the tangible results of our prayer. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, our next call comes from New York City. Roseanne, good afternoon.
Joe, thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to pray for the conversion of young people who were raised in the Catholic faith and have turned away and are looking at other avenues to satisfy them, new age, numerology, things like that. And also I have a very good friend who's just very depressed, not happy in her life, and I would love for her to find peace and acceptance. And in Thanksgiving for a good doctor's appointment. I was expecting something else, and seems like everything's okay.
All right, well, that's great news. We'll pray in Thanksgiving. We'll pray for conversion. That's a prayer that I'm convinced is always heard and answered. In fact, the Lord told St. Faustina that. Let's pray for the conversion of sinners, those who've left the faith, those who do not know the Lord. Lord, I give you my own heart filled with so many different requests. You know what they are. I give you those who are now united with me in prayer. You know their hearts, their deepest intentions. Lord, we just pray your will be done, that we have the grace to submit to your holy will and know that your plan, your divine plan, is perfect for us. So we give you the concerns of life, and we pray, Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us so that in difficult moments we may not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Our Lady, Queen of Heaven.
Pray for us.
Our Lady of Good Help.
Pray for us.
Mother of Mercy.
Pray for us.
Our Lady of Guadalupe.
Pray for us.
Our Lady of Palestine.
Pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful.
Pray for us.
Saint Joseph.
Pray for us.
Saint Faustina.
Pray for us.
Saint John Paul II.
Pray for us.
Saint Peregrine.
Pray for us.
Saint Jose Maria Escriva.
Pray for us.
Saint Patrick.
Pray for us.
Saint Andrew.
Ooh, pray for us.
Blessed Michael Sapochko.
Pray for us.
All you angels and saints.
Pray for us.
In the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Big saint, right? Saint Andrew. You got to love this guy, right? He recognized Christ as the Messiah. He was a follower of John the Baptist. Today, an incredible novena begins. And I want to share it with you. I talk about it just about every year, but you might be new to this. You don't want to miss this because there's been some unbelievable miracles that have taken place for those who go through the prayer. I do have a little bit of a problem with the prayer. I voiced it with Maggie. I probably shouldn't say it on the air, but I'll say it anyway when I come back. It's a tough prayer to get through. It's not long. It's pretty simple. But we'll talk about it on the other side. Okay, stay with me. You'll love this novena. I'll get you plugged in.
Tweet us your prayer intention anytime on Twitter at Drew Mariani Show.
Catholic Order of Foresters, the sponsor of our studio line, is hiring today with several positions throughout the U.S. Visit relevantradio.com/forester to learn more about how you can find your vocation with COF. An Illinois Life Insurance Society, not licensed in all states.
This is the Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
I love it, Mag. Put you in the spirit, doesn't it? What a beautiful song. Hey, it's great to be with you today. Thank you for joining me. I want to get you plugged into a really powerful novena, and I want to hear your stories, too. I really want to hear if you've ever prayed the St. Andrew Novena, if you've been introduced to it and you've had a miracle, call me, okay? The number here at the studio is 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. And this is a novena that begins today. It is a powerful novena, and it is a difficult one, I think, to get through, because I think I got to be honest, I've never gotten through this novena. It's simple. I'll share the prayer with you. You say it 15 times a day. It's only a couple sentences, and that's it. But before I share the novena with you, let me just plug you in on really my namesake in some respects. Today's St. Andrew. Andrew was the brother of Peter, right? Simon Peter, who was a fisherman, and he became a disciple of John the Baptist. John was preaching, and I guess Andrew, being a bright guy, right? He heard truth and he was drawn to it. He followed John. But when John the Baptist, he pointed to Jesus and said, "Hey, over there, look, behold, that's the Lamb of God. You know, Andrew understood Jesus was the greater one. So he left John and he began to follow Christ and he listened to what Christ had to say. And Jesus knew that Andrew was walking behind him. And the Lord had this incredible sense, you know, it's like he could read hearts clearly as many of these great mystics did. And he turned around and he said to Andrew, he said, "What do you seek?" And Andrew just, he answered, he'd like to know where, you know, Jesus lived. And our Lord said, "Come and see." So Andrew had only, you know, had been only just a little time with Jesus when he realized that our Lord was indeed the Messiah. And from then on, he chose to follow Jesus. And Andrew was what, you know, many claim is and really is the first disciple of Jesus Christ. Andrew was the first disciple of Christ. So what's he do next? He brings his brother Simon, right? His brother Peter. And Jesus received him too. Peter would become the first pope. And those two brothers continue to carry on their fishing trade and their family's affairs. But later, the Lord called them to stay with him all the time. And he says, "I'll make you fishers of men." And this time they left their nets for good. And it's believed that after our Lord ascended into heaven, St. Andrew went to Greece where he prayed he preached the gospel. He ultimately is the patron, believe it or not, of the Ukraine. You know that? They believe that Andrew, the farthest he got was to Kyiv. So we should be turning today in a special way. And maybe if you do this novena, remember the people in Ukraine, okay? And ask him to intercede for them in a particular way. But it was generally believed or agreed that he was crucified by order of the Roman governor and that he was bound, he was tied, not nailed to the cross in order to prolong his suffering. And crucifixion was a horrible way to die. Imagine being baking in that hot sun. Right? Dying of dehydration, of hunger, having things thrown at you, being mocked, having the birds and others peck at you. You know, who knows? The cross on which he suffered was commonly held to have been, an X. You ever see those X crosses where he spread out? So, he was martyred, just like many of the other apostles. The only apostle that was not martyred is St. John. And I have a theory on that. Why wasn't he martyred, right? You know why I think he wasn't martyred, John the Beloved? Because he was willing to die when Christ was crucified. He stood next to the Mother of God, and he knew very easily those soldiers could have taken him as one of the followers of Christ. He could have been tortured and put on a cross too. He was willing to go to the cross. I think in some respects, there's a story of him being boiled in oil, right? They were trying to execute him and didn't have any effect on him. None whatsoever. That's the power of God. I talk about miracles all the time on the show and how God's in control of everything. You boil a vat of water, right? I mean, a vat of oil, and you bind this man and you throw him in there. You expect his skin to fall off the bone, right? And it's like nothing at all. St. Andrew's martyrdom took place during the reign of Nero, who was a madman. Died on the 30th of November in the year 60 A.D., and both Latin and Greek churches keep the 30th November as his feast. And today, I want to remember it as well. It's a great, great day for St. Andrew. But there's a novena that starts today, and it goes all the way up until Christmas. And this is a novena that there had just been unbelievable miracles that have taken place as a result of. I'll tell you a true story. I was giving a talk one day somewhere in the state of Illinois. And I was sitting at this table. I don't know where I was, a master of ceremonies, I was a keynote speaker. I forget what I was doing. And a young couple was there, and they had a big family, 5-6 kids, right? And they're gathered around the table, and they had shared with me a little bit about this novena. And I said, "Oh, I can never get through it. It's so long, you know." It's like, and the problem I have with the novena, I said I would share, it's almost kind of rote. I'll pray the prayer for you. I'll pray it now, okay? And let's pray this for your intention. It's only a couple sentences, but I'll tell you why I think it's kind of long. In the name of the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, amen. You're supposed to pray this 15 times a day for whatever intention that you want. And I'll talk to you more about it. The prayer goes, "Hail and blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary at midnight in Bethlehem in the piercing cold. In that hour, vouchsafe, we beseech you, O our God, to hear our prayers, grant our desires. We ask this through the merits of our Savior, Jesus Christ, and his blessed mother. Amen." It's a beautiful little prayer. It doesn't seem long. You'll memorize that after saying it 15 or 30 times, right? A couple days, you'll have that down pat. It's actually on our Twitter page. So if you're in your car right now or you're saying, oh, Drew, I'll never get that, you don't even have to look for it. Maggie put it up. It's at Drew Mariani Show. At Drew Mariani Show. And go and check it out, and you can share it with everyone. So this couple tells me they've been praying that prayer. The mother, like I said, had five kids. She wanted to stay home and be able to raise the kids. They were in a really tiny little house. And the father had a job, but it was unfulfilling, and he really felt called to the service of the church. He wanted to do something within the church. I think he was involved in music or DRE, Director of Religious Education or something. So they decided to ask for a miracle. They said to St. Andrew, we're going to ask you to intercede for us. I don't know how you're going to work it out, but my husband would love to have this type of job, and we need a place to live. We have all these kids, and the home we're in is way, way too small. So they prayed this novena. Day after day after day. And if you pray this novena, you're going to find, like, oh my gosh, this is, feels so long, right? Like, the problem I have with it feels almost, I don't want to say superstitious, I almost wrote 15 different times. Because I said to my wife, we should pray this, but maybe I'm going to adapt it a little bit. I'm going to pray the prayers, but maybe I'm going to add something else. But bottom line was, they prayed this prayer as they approached they were getting close to Christmas. It was a week before Christmas. And this ends, I think, the day before Christmas or on Christmas. A man comes up to them. They really didn't know this guy, but a man apparently heard of their plight, and he came up to the father, and he says, I'll tell you what. He says, I'd like to buy you a home. And the husband and wife are like, a home? What's he talking about? We have a little home here. And he says, no, the Lord's put on my heart that I want to buy you a home. And they had been praying for a place to live, a bigger place. They had something with a smaller mortgage, maybe. It would allow them to go ahead and the husband to have a job and maybe work for less. So they thought, well, they prayed about it, and they said, we'd be honored. So they went out one day with him, and they thought, okay, we're going to find, we have like a 3-bedroom ranch right now, but we've got five kids, and we need another more room. But we'd be happy just a bigger ranch, maybe bigger rooms so the kids could double up. The guy says, no. I want you to buy a home that fits your family. And he brought them into an area with a home that was twice the value of the one they lived in. He had rooms for every one of those kids. They were mortgage free, and the man was able to leave his job and work for the church at a much lower rate. And that's the way God can work. Miracles happen in ways we don't even see coming, right? Whoever thought somebody's going to buy you a home, right? Gosh, I'd love that, right? Who wouldn't say, here's your home, right? Then you can do what you have to do. This man was able to do that. The mother was able to raise her kids, and they credit St. Andrew's Novena to that great miracle. And there are many. I'll share more of them with you. But let me grab a call or two for you right now. Dan is in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Dan, thanks for joining me. Good afternoon.
Yes, thanks, Drew. Hey, I just wanted to say that a year ago I heard you tell me about this St. Andrew Novena, and I actually went through with it last year, and I dedicated my business to it, and I had the best year I've ever had.
I love that.
But
wow,
you just taught me something new just right now.
What's that?
I had no idea that Ukraine patron saint was St. Andrew. Yep. And I was in Ukraine a month ago rescuing a family of three out of Mariupol.
Oh, wow.
Out of the train station, and got them into Poland, and got them into a hotel first, then into an apartment, and so on and so on. I was just like, wow, I didn't know that. So I guess St. Andrew was kind of working behind the scenes in Ukraine too. So I started the novena on Christ the King, because the first day or right after Christ the King and so on. But one more thing you may not know, sure, but I'm not sure if you were a Dukes of Hazzard fan back in the day, but the Ben Jones, who played Cooter on the Dukes of Hazzard, yep, said that the X on the top of the General Lee is actually the cross of St. Andrew, and yep, the 13 stars representing the 13 states of the Southern United States could also refer to the 13 apostles, you know? And
that's,
I was
cool,
just like, wow, I did not know that. So you kind of take that racist thing, yep, and Christianize
convert it.
I guess
it,
you could say, like, you know. Anyway, that's just what I had to tell you. So,
Dan, first of all, I love
it. Thank you for that.
You know, I think the saints choose us. I think St. Andrew's chosen you. There's clearly a special connection you have with him, that's for sure. Before I let you go, and I got to take a break here, but what were you doing in Ukraine and Poland? Did you just go over to volunteer, your former military? What were you doing?
Yeah, former military. I've been to Bosnia 3 times. I went to Syria in 2018. Wow. I just go to war zones. I brought medical supplies over to them, bring out people who need to be rescued and stuff like that. Do it all on my own. I'm solo, kind of like Rambo. I support my own self, but I just feel called to go to war zones. But I had no idea St. Andrew was the patron saint. I can't wait to tell the family that's Orthodox that got him out of there. It was St. Andrew that did it.
You know, I shouldn't take credit for it because I actually heard it in a homily earlier today. We had Mass here at Relevant. Father Rocky actually said, you know, he's gotten as far as Kyiv to preach. That's what's popularly believed. And I thought, well, that's pretty darn cool. I know he's been to Greece and other places, but that's fantastic. Hey, Dan, thank you. Thank you for what you do behind the scenes, too. We'll offer some prayers for your own protection. But thanks for sharing.
Yeah, thank you. And just blessings on my new business. I used to be a Catholic school teacher, and now I run a sand bassing business. So everything's divine providence from here on out. So,
amen. Well, we'll pray for success for you. That's such a great story. St. Andrew coming to the rescue of the business. I saw a stat earlier today, 41% of small businesses cannot pay their rent. 41% of them. So maybe we'll ask St. Andrew to intercede. When I come back, I'll grab a few more calls. Have you turned to St. Andrew? Have you tried this novena? Has it worked a miracle in your life? I'll share a few more miracles. The number's 888-914-9149 to get in. 888-914-9149. There's another aspect of St. Andrew, too. And I was struck by. One of the things I have to pray for, having a national radio platform, you know, and having won awards for documentaries and writing books and things like that, is humility, right? Because a great mystic once told me when I was very young, just beginning my career, she said, Drew, humility is the crystal bridge that leads us to heaven. You know, humility. And Satan is the complete opposite of it. And we can't be puffed with pride. We have to be humble. And that's how God can work in us and all of us, regardless of where we are. I think that's the one virtue we really got to strive for. St. Andrew had a special connection to it. I'll tell you about that. We'll talk more about these miracles when I return.
The Drew Mariani Show. Connected.
Connected.
Relevant Radio.
We receive hundreds of your phone calls every day, all thanks to the Catholic Order of Foresters studio line. Our sponsor offers flexible life insurance and annuities. Visit relevantradio.com/Forrester today. An Illinois Life Insurance Society, not available in all states.
This is the Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
That's such a classic little Nat King Cole there for you, huh? Yuletide carols. You love the season. I do. I don't know. I'm sappy. I love Advent. I love the Christmas season. There's something about it. It's great. Hey, it's great being here with you today, too. I'm just getting you plugged in if you're just joining me. On a novena that, I'll be honest with you, I'm no saint. In fact, I struggle to get through this novena. It's hard. You pray the St. Andrew novena begins today from November 30th up to Christmas, right? One of my call screener today is a guy named Thomas, and he's living at the seminary. Is that what you were saying to me, Maggie? He's in the seminary? He's at Mundelein Seminary. I guess he's renting a room there or doing something. But he needs an apartment, he says. So he says, maybe if I pray this, I'll get the apartment. Hey, Thomas, pray this novena. You will get an apartment. You'll probably get a penthouse, right? You'll probably get this beautiful view. You'll love it. It'll probably be rent-free. Watch how it happens. It'll be one of my new miracles. Lots of miracles coming in as a result of this particular novena. It starts today. You'll find it. We put it up at Twitter at Drew Mariani Show. It's actually not a novena to St. Andrew. It's tied to St. Andrew. It's actually addressed to God himself. That's who you're praying to, really. But you're asking him to grant the request and honor the birth of his son at Christmas. And you pray this beautiful prayer. St. Andrew, of course, a very powerful, very humble saint, one of the first to follow Christ, the one who brought his brother Peter to him, and one who was denied some pretty cool moments in Scripture. I'll tell you about it, but who was also key at some of those. Before I do that, let me go to the phones. I'd love to hear some of your miracles. Sonia in Cape Coral, Florida. It's good to have you with us today. Good afternoon.
Hi, Drew. Hey. So I wanted to share my testimony on the St. Andrew Novena. I was introduced to it a couple of years ago, and I had taken a loan against my 401k for the down payment of the home that I'm actually in now, and it was coming due. And I knew I didn't have the funds for it. And I just said a very general, like, Lord, I just need a financial blessing. Do you know I got the exact, the whole thing paid off. I went in to pay it on the due date. It said paid in full. And I'm like, wait a minute, this cannot be so. I called, you know, the financial institution. They're like, no, ma'am, you owe nothing. I'm like, praise God. So I was super excited.
My gosh, that's fantastic.
You talk about a major miracle. And I, you know, in my heart was thinking, oh, God, I know you do it for others, but I never feel you do it for me. But, yeah, it came through. And so now, funny. You know, I just went through Hurricane Ian. I had, you know, damage to my home. So I started again today believing that my insurance denied, and I'm believing that God will again open a miracle,
amen,
a door, and, you know, funds will be released to finish my home.
Hey, Sonia, I love what you say, because I think we all feel that way sometimes. Oh, I hear all these miracles, people, you know, having financial miracles, cancer miracles. That won't happen for me. Never happens to me. But it does happen. It does happen. And I love your financial miracle. Keep praying and keep trusting. Put your trust in God. I'll work it out for you. Thank you for calling.
Keep us in prayer down here because we're still suffering.
Yeah, so. I could imagine. That was an unbelievable storm. I'm sorry you had to go through that.
It was horrible.
Yeah. Hopefully you'll rebuild. All right. God is good. Amen to that, Sonia. Thanks for calling. All right. Is it Kathy in San Antonio? Let me grab her call very quickly. Kathy, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for being there.
You're welcome. What can we do for you?
I would like the words. I was trying to write them down. You said them really fast.
You know what? I don't think you'll be able to write them down as fast as I pray.
And blessed be the hour and the moment our blessed Lord was born. That's where I got to.
I'll pray one more time. Let's do that now for everybody. And you will find it if you have access to Twitter, @DrewMariani Show, and Maggie's also now posting it on Facebook. So Facebook page is the Drew Mariani Show, and you can follow us there too. Follow us on all social media. Here's the novena that's prayed. Again, 15 times a day from today all the way up to Christmas. I'm going to amend the novena a little bit. Novenas are normally 9 days, right? This is a 30-day novena. My wife and I are going to begin it. We have a son named Brett Andrew. So we're going to pray this novena for him. When my kids were in the womb, my wife and I said a 54-day rosary novena for each child while they were in utero. And we believe in the power of prayer as a parent for the child. So if you've got a child, you know, maybe pray this novena. Ask for that Christmas miracle, right? Maybe your Christmas present this year will be the return of your child to the faith or the healing that they seek or the freedom from the addiction or for the new job or whatever it might be. Here's the prayer. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Hail and blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary at midnight in Bethlehem in the piercing cold. In that hour, vouchsafe, we beseech thee, O God, to hear our prayers and grant our desires through the merits of our Savior, Jesus Christ, and his blessed Mother. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. It's short, right? It's what, a sentence, two sentences long? And you say it 15 times. I'm already in for two. So I got 13 more to go. I got my car ride on the way. Gosh, I could talk to St. Andrew for another hour with you. There's so much to get into with you here. Does Lori say that her mom prayed the novena and her sister who was ill was healed? Can I sneak that in? I don't know if I have enough time. Maybe I'll get her on the other side. Let's do that. Lori, hang on. We'll take a few of your calls on the other side. If you've had a miracle through this novena, through St. Andrew's intercession, feel free to give us a call. Love to hear from you, okay? We'll talk a little bit more about it on the other side. Joe Secor is going to be joining me a little later in the next hour or two. We got a lot coming up. Glad you can hang out with me. It is always good, all right? So, again, Facebook.com, The Drew Mariani Show, and Twitter, @DrewMarianiShow. Maggie's posted this prayer. You can download it. You can share it with others and pray it. I mean, I don't know. I mean, My colleague John Morales, the host of Morning Air, he had a miracle also with this novena. I'll have to share that with you too when I come back. Stay with me. News and headlines are straight ahead.